That's Sugar Ray on Nova 103.5 with Every Morning. It's time for 101 Days of Happiness. Today's tip is to write a reverse bucket list. So this idea actually came up a few weeks ago when we were talking about bucket lists. And Annette wrote in saying that rather than a bucket list, she tries to think of all the things that she has to be grateful for. And that's pretty much exactly what a reverse bucket list is. The idea is to appreciate all that you've achieved in your life so far. So Dr. Sue Varma, who's a clinical assistant professor of psychiatry, says that so many of us have what's called success amnesia rather than a success amnesia. We've just got overarching success amnesia. We forget to fully appreciate and process the wonderful things that we've done because we're so focused on the next milestone and we just sort of write off the successes that we've already achieved. So the reverse bucket list allows you to feel the success of your actual accomplishments without comparing yourself to others or fixating on disappointments, you know, what you haven't yet done or what you feel you should do in the future. They also say that regularly practicing gratitude with exercises like a reverse bucket list can actually help people remember to feel grateful and savor the good things in the present moment. This kind of list also offers an immediate mood booster without needing to expend much effort. So there you go. Even if you don't write it down, jot it down, maybe just think about it for a couple of seconds and feel good in what you have already achieved so far in your life.